I was recently reviewing the Dhammapada and came to one passage that really caught my attention. And let me read that first. Two passages. Life is apparently easy for one who lacks shame and is as impudent as a crow, who is arrogant, aggressive, invasive, and corrupt. Life is not easy for those who have a sense of shame, who are modest, pure-minded, and detached, morally upright, and reflective. And this morning when you were talking about living on faith, the other side of that, I was thinking about how you, basically, you're increasing the potential anxiety level. So I come into Buddhism thinking, oh, this will calm me, this will settle my life. And then I realize there's being open, being aware, being sensitive to the world keeps bringing me new challenges that previously were uninvited. And I was wondering if you wanted to talk on that at all.
Exactly. Yeah, you get more than what you bargain for, eh? But that's in the Dhammapada verse, it's pointing out from a worldly perspective in the sense of, it's not easy when you adhere to virtues and high standards because it goes against the stream of one's own habits and the tendencies of the world. But the reality is, of course, that that's where our place of well-being and harmony actually does come from. It's just leaping up over the bar of our habits, so that as we practice and use those circumstances for reflection and for investigation, then we start to gain a sense of confidence. And really, that's what faith is. Because sometimes the word that it's normally translated as faith, saddha, but it's not such a good translation because the faith has so many connotations from a Judeo-Christian background in English. And the quality of confidence and it's like a kind of a serene certainty that arises. And that can only arise from experience. So that as we take these different circumstances in our life and we investigate and practice with them and overcome various hurdles, you start to gain the confidence that, right, that's how, say, when we live together as human beings and we establish a very clear quality of virtue and integrity, we live together in harmony and trust. And that's, and sometimes it would be easier to take a shortcut and not have to bother with those precept stuff. But you realize, oh, wow, it's those sort of things that are the protection. And those are the things that remind us that, no, it's integrity that allows us to establish a sense of trust and connection with people that we live with and the society that we live with or with family. And then internally, the result is one of happiness and well-being. One of the things that the Buddha pointed to as a direct result of, say, of a virtue is non-remorse. You just don't have to feel bad about it. But then he goes through causal connections of how non-remorse takes you to a place of well-being, to a place of joy, to tranquility, to happiness. Then a concentration. Like the concentration arises from the well-being that you've established in the heart. The mind isn't wavering because it's second-guessing itself or has remorse or is caught in confusion of things that are, been cutting, kind of corners. So it directly leads to a stability of mind. So the same with, many other obstacles that we encounter where being in a situation where everything sort of all the cells in one's body is sort of saying, take it easy, have a rest, you know, be comfortable. And then just, I said, oh, just putting that extra effort in at that time. You see, we get up over that hurdle. And then, you know, what arises is a kind of a brightness of mind that comes from an internal source of being able to apply ourselves to things. So it's a training of the mind that gives us the tools to experience a brightness, even when sometimes you could be tired or kind of fed up or bored with something. But then you realize, oh, I can put that extra bit of effort in. I've done it before, I can do it. And then you get over that hurdle, and then you realize, oh, the mind becomes bright after that. So it says, in meditation, that's a real boon, where the mind is really able to become still and bright, not because we've got everything just how we want it, but because we've been willing to just stick with it. So those are these qualities that we have to go against the grain a bit, but we learn. We also have to learn how to apply wisdom, because if you're always fighting to see if you can constantly go against the grain, then or you're feeling guilty because you're not going against the grain enough, you won't be happy either. So there's a balance, there's the discernment that needs to be applied and saying, well, when's the appropriate time to be able to just relax when one's coming up against an obstacle, and when's the time to push? And you can only do that from experience. And that's the heart of the practice, is being willing to investigate and really become skilled in that quality of discernment.